We've been talking this week about gun violence in Georgia. An investigative report last year found there are an alarming number of guns stolen from cars in Atlanta. Journalist Brian Frescos reported the story for The Trace. He spoke with my colleague, Adam Ragusea.
We have data from more than 50 cities, and that was by far, Atlanta had by far the highest number of any city in our reporting. We also found that these laws or these thefts had been on the rise in a number of cities as lawmakers had rolled back restrictions on storing and carrying firearms in vehicles, including there in Georgia.
Yeah, you also looked at gun thefts in Savannah. What'd you find there?
Savannah also had a high number of thefts from vehicles. It was in the 180 range, I believe, was the number for Savannah. Savannah is one of the cities that we're still kind of working with to hammer down exactly how many were stolen. We've had some problems with the data from there.
Yeah, how have you been gathering these data? Are the kinds of thefts that we're talking about, thefts of guns from cars, are these typically well documented by police?
No, they typically aren't. We found that a number of police departments don't do a very good job of tracking this problem, if they track it at all. In Savannah, for instance, they sent us a data set that detailed some of the gun thefts, but there appeared to be duplicate entries. And so what we had to do for them and what we had to do for a couple of other cities was just look at the number of cases where at least one gun was stolen. And we're trying to go back now and figure out how many of those cases resulted in more than one gun that was stolen. Like in Atlanta, we found several cases where a thief broke into a car and made off with four or five weapons.
Wow. Now, this phenomenon that we've been talking about, the iron pipeline, this is well documented. We know that there are guns that are obtained via many methods, legal and illegal, in states like Georgia and then moved into states like your own, like New York, where it can be a lot harder to get a gun and therefore the black market for guns is a lot more robust. But is there any reason to think that these particular guns that we're talking about, Brian, guns that are stolen from cars in cities like Atlanta and Savannah, that those end up going into the pipeline and going into other states where they're presumably used for crime?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of reason to believe that happens. One thing that the police department told us in Atlanta is that these guns, a very small percentage of these guns that are stolen there in Atlanta are actually recovered there in Atlanta. Most of them are recovered in other places, sometimes out of state.
My guest is Brian Frescos. He's a reporter with The Trace, which is a publication focusing on gun issues. You say in your article, you point very, very quickly to Georgia's regulatory environment, very permissive regulatory environment for guns, as being related to the phenomenon that you're writing about. But ultimately, it's illegal to steal a gun from anywhere. So what do regulations have to do with gun theft?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, there's a number of things that can prevent gun theft, and there's a number of things that can increase the opportunities for gun theft. And one thing that we've seen in Georgia has made it legal for people for permitted gun owners to keep their firearms in their cars at work. And it has also loosened restrictions around where permit holders are allowed to carry their firearms. And what several experts have told us is that as more people are just carrying these guns around, it increases the likelihood that they're going to leave them somewhere where a thief can gain ready access to it. So we've seen a number of states, try to crack down on firearm theft. California actually was the most recent to pass a bill requiring law enforcement officers and permit holders who leave guns in their cars to either have them in a safe box or in a trunk. And I say permitted holders because non-permitted gun owners were already required to do that. So they now expanded that law to make it harder for thieves to gain access to firearms.
Any other methods that you've seen in cities and states using to try to crack down on this problem, people stealing guns from cars?
Yeah, well, one thing that's been getting a lot of attention is the fact that only 9 states in D.C. require firearms that are lost or stolen to be reported to law enforcement.
Wow.
And so we've seen some areas try to take some steps to increase the reporting of lost and stolen firearms. And that really helps law enforcement crack down on trafficking and determine where this problem is occurring and deploy resources accordingly. New Orleans was the most recent one, I believe. In August, they just passed a law that required residents to report lost or stolen guns within 48 hours of discovering the loss or theft.
What did officials in Georgia tell you about how they are tackling this problem, if at all?
Well, in Georgia, I was focusing a lot of my reporting on Atlanta,
sure.
where we had seen the most gun thefts. And I spoke with one of the high-ranking police officials there, and didn't seem like at the time that they were very aware that this was a rising problem there. But after we started making inquiries and compiling the data, they created a public service announcement, a commercial, if you will, to try to encourage gun owners to lock their guns up and keep them unloaded and safe. So we got some good responses to our reporting, and hopefully it will, you know, prevent some gun owners from losing their firearms in the future.
That's Brian Frescos. He's a reporter for The Trace and spoke with Adam Ragusea. A link to Brian's story about stolen guns in Atlanta is found at gpbnews.org.